the bodies of 8 soldiers killed in one of Britain's deadliest days in Afghanistan have been repatriated. Thousands of mourners lined the streets of Wootton Bassett as flag-draped hearses made their way to a hospital morgue. The small English market town has become the focus of national mourning. The former Liberian president, Charles Taylor, has denied war crime charges against him during his trial at The Hague. He's accused of directing rebel groups from Liberia to seize control of Sierra Leone's diamond mines. The 61-year-old is charged with murder, terrorism, rape, and the torture of thousands of civilians in Sierra Leone. 2 French officials have been kidnapped in Somalia. The French Foreign Ministry says the men were on an official mission when they were abducted by a group of armed men. They were taken from their hotel in a government-held part of the capital, Mogadishu. North Korea has released new pictures of leader Kim Jong-il a day after it was reported that he had pancreatic cancer. The pictures of visits to factories, farms, and military bases are being seen as an attempt to convey a sense of normalcy in the Stalinist state. And France has celebrated Bastille Day with a military parade down the Champs-Élysées and fireworks at the Eiffel Tower. The annual holiday marks the storming of the Bastille prison that sparked the French Revolution. And that's ABC World News.